is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Hi, everybody. Come on in, sit down, and enjoy some Saturday afternoon hockey with us here on WOGO and our YouTube channel. Good to have you aboard. Greg Stewart, along with Connie Feeney here. Our video producer today is Sam Aberle. Audio producers are Dawson Halverson and Conley Engelmeyer. And it's a non-conference game this afternoon as the Cards coming off a couple of big wins this week. We'll take on University School, the Wildcats of Milwaukee. And Connie, you know, we could sweep the week here with a win, and that would be huge because all the coaches are going to confab tomorrow for seeding in this section. And Chai's already got a little leg up on Eau Claire North.
Yep.
But this is one that where it won't hurt you as much to lose, but it would be a benefit to beat this sixth-ranked team in the state this afternoon. Huh?
It would be a huge win for Chai High. It's certainly within their wheelhouse to be able to do so. But they would have to play a very flawless game against a very skilled team.
Yeah, they are good. They're 15-6. Coming off a game last night over in Ashwaubenon against Notre Dame, they were defeated by the Tritons by a count of 5-3. They kind of took a nap in the first half of the game, and then Coach Corbin McGuire said they finally woke up in the second part of the game, second half of that contest, had a 5-on-3, couldn't score on it, wound up losing 5-3 in their rematch, so they split with Notre Dame this year. Lost to Stevens Point, one of the top teams in the state, a couple of times.
It's a common theme around the state.
Exactly.
Yep.
But they've got some firepower. You got one kid on first line that has scored 53 points this year, Waltersdorf. And his linemate Berchtold with 28 points, so they can find the back of the net.
Yeah, definitely dangerous. So Drew's going to have to watch out for them.
So U School 15-6, they're an independent team, and Chai coming in here tonight at this afternoon at 9-12. They are 5-7 in conference with a couple of big BRC wins this week over Rice Lake and Eau Claire North on the road, and actually, if Chai High can win out here this game and then two next week, they could finish 500 both overall and in conference.
That'd be a huge accomplishment, you know, with the team is down, you know, in numbers and in skill. It's no secret. You know, they graduated some really, you know, big powerhouses last year. So, you know, that'd be a huge accomplishment to be 500 for sure. But, yeah, they're definitely going to have to come out hard tonight.
Let's talk about it. It's our time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game here on Cardinal Countdown. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do they have to do to pull off the upset this afternoon?
Yeah, you know, I think the big challenge for them is coming from two games against two weaker opponents. You know, Rice Lake and North, they're down this year. So coming back and having to play a very disciplined game and really, you know, better hockey is going to be a challenge for any young team, and they're a younger team right now, the Cards, and so they're going to have to rebound for that and to play at a higher tempo than they've played the last two games. That's always a challenge. And then Drew Brovald, their goaltender, is going to have to be on, and he's been on. You know, he did a great job against Rice Lake. He did a phenomenal job against North.
He pitched a shutout against North. It was classic Drew Brovald.
Yeah, so if he's on and the team is able to come back and play harder, faster hockey than what they've had to, you know, maybe play the last two games, it's a good shot.
Well, the Cards have won three in a row.
Yeah.
And three more to play here before the postseason. So a good time to get things right. And I think they are playing better right now than they have earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think the line changes. So that's something that I think we haven't seen on the radio yet. There's been some line changes, and that has been huge. You know, they put Andrew Hebert back at forward. He's a natural forward.
Yeah.
He's been able to punch in a few goals. that's just going to help the Cards, who are low on scoring power, have another player that can do that. So that's going to be a huge advantage for them, too. I mean, it has been. The line changes has made a lot more opportunities for the Cards.
Yeah, I think so, too. The Cards averaging 2.3 goals per game. U School, over 4 goals per game. So we're going to have to play a little D.
Yeah.
And, you know, Provo, Drew's going to have to be,
he'll be ready
on his game here this afternoon.
Yes.
All right, this is Cardinal Countdown ahead of today's non-conference battle between Chi-High Cardinals and USM, University School of Milwaukee, the Wildcats. And we will continue. We'll send Connie downstairs to talk with head coach Matt Lukowicz as our pregame show continues here. Cardinal Countdown. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Mavs from Dr. Daniel Wynn.
Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Yeah.
Cards Hockey this afternoon, a non-conference tilt with University School of Milwaukee, a prep school, outstanding hockey there, sixth in the state right now. And so Chi-High's played that challenging schedule and winded things up with U School today. And then on Tuesday, we've got a doubleheader, girls hockey at 4:40 with CFM against Hudson. And then Chi-High's going to host Menominee here. And then they'll wrap things up against New Richmond on Thursday before the postseason. We'll find out where they're going to play and who they're going to play Sunday afternoon after the seeding meeting here in the Section 1. The coaches today, Corbin McGuire for U-School. He is in his ninth season out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, played for the Wisconsin Badgers, and wound up moving to Ridgefield, Connecticut. And he is the head coach of USM. And Matt Lukowicz, in his second year, the former Cardinal defenseman, leads his team out here this afternoon. Goaltender matchup for you today. For U School, in fact, we have a couple of sophomores going against each other today. U School will throw Beckett Newman between the pipes. He is 6-2, goals against average 155, save percentage of 927. And for the Cards, it is Drew Provol. They've leaned on him all season long. He is 7-11, goals against average 349, and a save percentage of 916. Let's go downstairs. And Connie is with head coach Matt Luckowitz right now.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, back with Coach Luckowitz. It's been a few weeks since I've been here, at least. But, you know, you're facing a non-conference opponent, one of the powerhouses in the state this year. You're coming off of a few wins against some weaker skilled teams. How are you getting your players ready to play a higher-paced game than you're used to?
Yeah, this is we've played a number of these teams already this year. We remember traveling down there last year and taking them to overtime. We know that we can hang with teams like this. You know, as of late, I think our nearest one, if you're looking at the top six teams in the state, was Hudson, and they're number one, and we were able to keep them to four goals. We weren't able to pump one in on them, but keeping them to four, that was we talked about moving the needle in the right direction. And so for us, you know, getting beat 8-1 or 7-1, whatever it was the first time, we had to shrink that gap. And so we did go out there, we did shrink that gap. So that was one of the things that we tried to do, because now we got to shrink it even more, because this is the time of year where it starts to really count. So this is a big game for us. We want to know if we can compete with one of those top teams in the state right now. And so we're going to see what the Cardinals have tonight. Made a few adjustments, you know, defensive end, and we'll see if that helps us and helps us just to make sure that we weather that storm, because we know it's coming. And we just have to cut down on shots. We know Drew's doing a great job back there. He's making a lot of saves, but he can only do so much, and he can only take so much. He's human, too. So if we can cut down on his shots, take 10, 12, 20 shots off that he's facing against teams like this, that's going to be huge. So we have to find a way to do that.
Absolutely. And I've noticed that you've changed up your lines a little bit. Andrew Avier is helping out, you know, forward now. What led you to make some of those bigger changes that have been successful?
Yeah, injuries do that, right? So when guys go down, you start to put players in positions. Matt went down. Andrew was next guy up to go push him up forward. We don't need 5D. He goes up there. He does a nice job. Well, once you do a nice job up there, you just kind of earned your spot. So there you are. You found a new home. And as long as he keeps doing well up there, we'll keep him there. And it'll be next guy up. So we've got Sam Johnson still out, and we want to get him back. But in the meantime, you know, you got to have guys fill in where you need them best. So you want your best players on the ice. And sometimes day-to-day it's different. Sometimes this player is a little better than that player. And as coaches, we're always watching that to say, all right, nobody has their spot solidified. Anybody can move up, move down, have a seat, go out there and play more. So we'll play the best players at the right time.
Absolutely. Congrats on, like, you know, really having that flexibility and seeing that, because it's played off for your team and your record. So good luck tonight. I hope you guys are able to get an upset here.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Connie Feedy with head coach Matt Luckowitz. And as Lucky said, last year, Chi High lost to U School down in Milwaukee 4-3 in overtime. Easton Skelton and Austin Fournette scoring in that game. Fournette had a couple of assists, Skelton with the one of the goals. Tyler Cook, who we're going to mention a lot tonight, with two goals, one assist. He is an All-State defenseman for the Wildcats. This is Cardinal Countdown. We'll take a break and come back, getting you ready for puck drop here in a few minutes on a Saturday afternoon at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left.
Shot is made from deep.
Play defense.
McDonald takes the lead on the three.
Slower down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds. Hager to win it. Add the buzzer off the winner.
Oh, my goodness.
Off the mark, and McDonald wins it. Thriller.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office.
As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check law firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chi High Hockey this afternoon. The Cards and University School Wildcats, and both teams on the ice. And here is Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena.
50 points one, number 27, Tyler Cook. And number 2, center Morrison. At center, number 12, Christian Dahl. And the wings, number 17, Willie Art. And number 11, Willie McGregor. And the rest of the Wildcats, along with their head coach, Corman McGuire, and assistant coaches, Brian Botcher and Ryan Widmer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals, we're going to be introducing the Youth Hockey Player of the Day. Tonight's Youth Hockey Player of the Day is Lloyd Polzin. Lloyd plays goalie on the Mites Black team and is a second grader at Veritas Classical Academy. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. And Lloyd skates out with hockey player Mason Bass. Lloyd's parents are Leonard and Teal Polzin. Ladies and gentlemen, Player of the Day, Lloyd Polzin. And now introducing the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals in goal, number 31, Drew Brovald. The defenseman, number 6, Eli Burmeister. And number 34, Aiden Tsai. At center, number 9, Dane Krista. And the wings, number 5, Andrew Hebert. And number 60, Matthew Frenette. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, and assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Niblett.
All right, we'll have puck drop for you in a couple of minutes. This is WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Greg Akati with you here in the booth. Our video producer is Sam Aberle. Audio producers Dawson Halverson and Conley Engelmeyer. Our officials today, Dennis Fenton and Andrew Cranenbull, are the referees. And Tim Bowman is our linesman. And Corbin McGuire kind of throwing out the third line here to start things out. Not the big storyline, but Art Dahl and McGregor up front for them. And for the Cards, it is Netter, Krista, and Hebert, who shifted up, as Connie mentioned, from defense to offense, and I think it's really picked things up offensively for the team. And we are underway. The Cards stirring out of their own end of the ice. They bank it off the near wing wall, and it's thrown right back in by USM in their blue sweaters, navy blue sweaters with the white and yellow trim, and Chi High and the home whites with the big CF on their chest, and the Black Breezers and red pinstriping here this afternoon. Half a minute into the game. By the way, the JV lost 3-1 today to USM. And it is Chi High trying to finish out with some wins and win the week here. And a long stretch pass to Netter. And this one's going to go into the right wing corner. He touched it out at neutral so he can still play it. And he'll cycle this one down into the left wing corner. The Cards give chase, but it's going to come back for on the far wing for Art, Willie Art, who sailed along the blue line, had a teammate inside the zone already, so he had to back off, and Chi High gets an opportunity to carry the rock into the USM zone. Now, Cards tried to march it toward the net, but were cut off as they came in, and Chi High's Easton Skelton, with 16 points on the year, has it in the corner.
Ooh, good job.
Yeah, Zach Black got out of the way of Easton, and Skelton behind the cage tried to center one up. This one banks off the yellow ribbon, and it's going to come back out. And USM with a shot wide of the cage. Wasn't going to go in. I don't even know if Drew touched that one. Went into the left wing elbow. USM, though, still trying to control inside the zone. A couple of minutes gone in this period as we open things up this afternoon. Chi High now moves in, and a shot by Zach Black right into the belly of the goaltender Beckett Newman, a sophomore here today. I don't know if he was trying to go hit that narrow corner
or pass off pads type thing where you shoot a little lower, goes off the goalie's leg pad right to that, you know, forward skating hard to the far post.
Face off in the USM D zone here, and the Chi High Cardinals win it. Now it comes back to Burmeister. He clicked it off the skate of one of the Malusi, one of the USM players, and it deflected along the boards on the far side. Burmeister trying to tap it into the zone, but it floats back out onto the tape of Austin Fournette. Number three has it. Tried to wing one ahead for Bodie Custer, and that got deflected, and the Cards have to get on their heels and retreat back in their own zone. Custer in the mix, in the scrum, in the right elbow here, and Fournette able to dig it off the wall, and it comes to Eli Burmeister. He'll wing it up the ice, and we've got an icing call right here against Chi High. So no score, only a couple of shots on the board, and both those for Chi High right now. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Season winding up. Hard to believe, Connie, that's already...
Yeah.
We're into February and just less than a handful of games left here.
It feels like we just started and the team's just getting their groove, you know?
I know. There's the face-off. Stick side, blocker side of Provold. Chi High has it. in the left wing corner is Dane Krista trying to walk it out himself. On the forecheck was USM, and it's going to be picked up by Fournette. Netter drops this one in behind the goaltender, and it comes back to the point now. There is Aiden Sy. He'll feather one left wing corner, and it's going to come all the way up and out through neutral ice back in the Chi-Hi D zone. It is Seibert racing back to get it. Looks it over, goes forehand, and steams ahead. And this one into the USM zone. On the attack is Austin Hebert, former defenseman. Hebert, the freshman, digging at it, trying to maneuver the puck out in front. And a whistle stops play right here with 13:36 left to go. The puck was out of play.
Yeah, either that or a hand pass. I didn't see the ref make his hand motion.
It was kind of out of sight for us here.
Yeah, the scoreboard, we can't see anything in that far side.
Sections of the ice that are really tough to see.
Yep.
No score right now. 13:35 left to go in this first period. Chi-Hi hockey today. Lead pass cut off right there by USM. And a shot on net by Walterstorff. He's got a lot of those this season. 53 points for Waltersdorf, and he laid a hard one right on Provol, but Drew is up for it as the puck skips back to the USM zone, and they will patiently wait it. Now they stretch pass ahead into the Chi-Hi zone, and a stoppage of play here with a save by Provol, and he'll hang on to that one, and the faceoff is coming up in the Chi-Hi defensive zone. Shots now two apiece.
Yeah, I would say the Cards' speed is on point right now. They're hanging with the U school and, you know, putting some good pressure on.
JV team did that too until it kind of erupted in the third period. They lost 3-1, but they were hanging tough with USM as well. Skipped ahead now by Easton Skelton, and another icing coming up here on Chi-Hi as they tried to wing a player out here. Skelton's had some nice games recently.
Yeah. I feel like with the line changes that they've had, you know, players are just working, they're gelling better, and you're seeing more out of your players, you know, reaching their full potential because of that.
Yeah, you think it's going to kind of settle in now as we reach the point where we're going to get into the playoffs here soon?
Yep.
All right, this one backed into the right wing corner. Austin Fournette grabs it, works it up on the left wing wall, and this one is skipped ahead again in an icing call right here on Chi-Hi. So three in a row for the Cards, and going to be, again, a defensive zone faceoff for Chi-Hi as they switch lines up here.
Yeah.
First line again.
Yeah, a little bit of that last icing was a little bit of a blind pass. You know, you got to take just half a second to have an idea or know where you're going to go with the puck before you get it.
Fournette will take the draw for the Cards. And Waltersdorf, their top line scorer for USM. Wildcats win it. They get it back to the point. And a shot taken. That one came off a Cardinal player. And rebounds into the left wing corner. 12.5 left to go. No score here. We're in the first period. USM cycles it down low. Now it comes back to the point. One-timer right on. And the save made by Drew. And this one comes high in the zone. And a good keep for USM. Here's a one-time shot off the stick of Tyler Cook, the All-State defenseman. And I'm not sure if that got into Grobold at all, but it ricocheted on the left post, and Drew had to be up for that one. Now it comes back out to neutral ice, and here's Cook right now. Cook, the senior, moves with the puck, lost it, drags it down into the right wing corner. Now it gives it up for Waltersdorf, and the senior will hand it off to Cook. One-timer on net, and a big save right there by Andrew Hebert to work it to the wall as Waltersdorf was ready to bury one. And now this one is skipped all the way down by Chi-Hi, and another icing call against the Cards. So a flurry of action right in front of Provold.
Yeah, and some great support by his teammates. You know, he's got some rebounds that are coming out, you know, just with the angle of the shots, but his teammates are clearing them, and they're not letting him get that second shot on net.
Yeah, they've got to support him, especially today against a top team like USM.
Absolutely. It's critical because goalies can't cover everything. No. You know, that sometimes they bump out a little
that
higher.
That initial shot is his.
Yep.
Everybody else has to help out in the second or third shots.
Right.
Chi-Hi with the win off the draw. Standing on it
was
inside, and it's right along the yellow stripe inside the Chi High zone. A couple of guys from each team. Now another pair get in there. Jackson Williams is in on the fray, and he'll dig it out of the pack, and Williams will move it up the ice. He'll drop one off the backhand into the right wing corner of the USMD zone, and Chi High trying on the forecheck to keep it out in front. Cody Custer got in the mix as well, put his big shoulder into a USM player. Now on the back check is Cy, and Cy's going to, I think, pick up a penalty here.
I think actually 14, Colin Buchanan did a little hook right in the neutral zone there. I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be.
Thought Cy might have gotten a hook there as well, but on the back check, but let's see whose number is drawn here. Yep, you got it, 14.
Yeah, he
Buchanan
stopped.
Will sit.
Yeah, he stopped moving his feet and just used the stick.
Well, USM with a decent power play at 24.7% on the season. Chi High in the kill, 81.4. So it's a pretty good power play they've got here, and I'm sure they've got Woldersdorf out there.
Yeah, it looks
like he's going to take the draw here against Fournette. Woldersdorf with 53 points on the season. Chi High able to gun it all the way down the ice. And Jackson Williams tried to chase it down. Williams has got it. Dane Krista, pardon me. Not eight, but nine. Krista had the puck there and able to disrupt the breakout for USM for a few moments. Minute 38 left to go in the power play, and it's brought in by Malusi for the Wildcats. Now they set it up at the point. They got it, and here's a shot on net. Save made by Drew, but Waltersdorf's got it in the corner. He'll go cross ice now. And it is going to be Berchtold up on top for USM.
Good job by Burnett getting the interception, getting it down.
So we're going to have a little challenge here getting these USM players today because we have the JV roster, not the varsity roster. So I apologize if at times I'm a little mixed up here. We'll get the numbers down, but
they gave us two JV rosters.
Yeah, two JV, but that's fine for the JV game, but not for the game we're calling. USM two neutral now. Works it left wing corner on the power play. 38 seconds and a shot that came in, and Probold made the save. Carom that one off into the left wing corner. The Cards will lob this one all the way down.
Doing a good job on this kill.
Left to go. Yep. Yeah, they're really not getting to set up much here in the power play. USM moves it in. Drop pass right there. And they'll move it to left wing corner. The Cards with the intercept. They've got a 2-on-1 coming. Here's Fournette. Works it off to the left. And Zach Black couldn't control it underneath his stick. And went into the left wing corner. Cards had a chance for a shorty right there. Down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds left to go in the USM power play. Drop pass. Cards able to get it. And here comes Chi High. Austin Fournette trying to hit Carter Johnson, who just came off the bench. But USM will turn it the other direction. Here's a centering pass.
Amazing back check by Easton Skelton.
Yeah, Skelton with a great back check right there
that
on Featherton.
Was huge.
And USM's got it into the Chi High zone. Cut off right there. And I thought Skelton might pick up a penalty.
I thought he might have drawn one,
Yeah, drawn a penalty right there, and it's rammed off the board.
Here we go, 2-on-1.
All the way down. And let's see if Zach Black can get there to create the odd man rush. Not quite in time, and USM on the break. Chi High with the INT, and a shot by Carter Johnson, who had a goal the other day. That one scooped up into the hand of Beckett Newman, the goaltender, sophomore tender for USM, and he'll hang on to that.
Yeah, good job intercepting the breakout pass there. I think Carter intercepted it, then got a shot on net.
Well, the Cards coming in here look like they're ready to play, right?
They
from
do.
The opening
their speed is on point. You know, it's they didn't get caught, you know, getting used to some of the slower hockey by some of the local competition.
Here is Kasurik for USM. He'll weave his way up the ice, crosses his own blue line, stops, fell, lost an edge, but to hand it off right there to Dahl, Christian Dahl, and it comes back to the point. One-timer wide of the cage, ricochets out of the corner boards with 7:44 left to go. Shots of 6-3. This one comes back to the point, and it touched a Chi High stick, went high in the air, stepping up on the point. Was Cook, and And this one comes back, and a one-timer on net, smothered, swallowed up right there by Brovold, and he'll hang on here with 7:29 left to go. Cards hanging tough with USM here this afternoon. Shots are 7-3. Helped along in that number for USM. They lead 7-3 in the shots by the power play.
The power play gave them a few shots on net. And our third line was just out there. They got stuck a little bit, but here we go with the first line crew.
So still zeros on the board.
Yep.
And a face-off right wing circle. Here is Wolterstorff. Went back to the point. That one came up. So USM caught inside the zone and plenty of room now for Chihai to maneuver the puck out. Long pass off the boards on the west side of the building. And it's pumped right back in by USM. 7:09 left to go. Chihai's got it. Here's Austin. Fournette. And it comes back out for Matt Fournette, his bro. Back out to neutral ice. Gloved it right there by Latterman. And here is a pick by Fournette and a shot by Matt. And that tied the goaltender up.
And a rebound. He got his own rebound.
He got his own rebound. And that one nearly beat Beckett Newman for the first goal of the game. It's back out to neutral now. And here's Wolterstorff. Comes in, fires a shot right at the knee pads. Brovold, and Drew squeezed that between the big pads and hangs out here.
He was trying to go five hole, which is a good spot to go on a tall goaltender,
right.
but Drew was ready for it. No, excellent breakout pass by Andrew Hebert to Matt Fournette. Matt got his own rebound.
He got some chances here.
Yeah. No one was there, though, for the third rebound. That would have been clutch.
Jarmusch, the guy in the circle right now for USM, and he comes back to the point. For Mazaret. Mazaret and Cook, the deep pair for Corbin McGuire. And the Wildcats right here. This one ricochets left wing corner. Now USM will work it on the half wall. Comes back to the point. Cook with a shot. And that one was cut off by the Cards. And Chihai trying to beat it back to the defensive zone. But here is Easton Skelton on the back check. Got it for a moment. And coughed it up and a shot on net. Right there by Featherston for USM. And that was eaten right out of the air by Grobold. And he'll hang on with 6 minutes exactly left to go in the first period. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Face off, blocker side of Brovold here. As Jarmusch is tossed from the dot, and this one's going to come back to neutral ice. Jarmusch touched it from Chihai with a nice read right there, as you say, Austin Fournette. Netter will throw this one left wing corner, try to chase it down himself. Centering pass cut off by the goaltender Newman, who stuck his stick out there, and it's still.
Here
we go. Kicked around inside the zone,
Andrew.
And it's going to come up for USM right now as Cook will lay it ahead. Here's a one-timer on net. Rebound, big rebound left out there, but swept aside by the Cards.
Here comes Matt Fournette.
Yeah, here's Matt Fournette right now. Disrupt as he came in on the check from Cook. The much bigger Cook laid him out, and Cook's got it right now. Hands ahead for Malusi, his teammate. Gets a return pass. Cook with a one-timer on net. Denied by Brovold. And the puck on the half wall in the Chihai zone. Kicked around, and it's going to come over to Matt Fournette, who drops this one off the fence in the far side. And we'll take the icing call right here with 4:55 left to go in the first period. Shots are building up now 11-4 in favor of USM.
Yeah, we got a third line going out right now. And I, without the roster, I can't tell what line this is for them. But definitely not their first line.
No, this is, see if I can figure it out here for you. Now, this is going to be their third line. So it's
okay.
third against third right here. This one comes back to the point for Kursurik. He wings one wide. And coming up, stepping up.
Good save.
Line mate Morrison. A big save right there as this one kicks into the left wing corner for Bodie Custer. Big stick and a hard shot, and he laid that one out to neutral ice. Custer, he pushes it ahead, but it's pumped right back in by USM. Chihai in the break. Custer's
go.
Got it.
Get
neutral
deep.
Ice crosses the blue line, fires a shot. That one maybe touched the mitt of Newman into the right wing corner, and it bounces hard off the wall, back out to center ice. On the back check is Buchanan, who laid a shoulder into one of the Wildcat players. The puck came free, and Chi-High now marches ahead. Into the zone. That one took a funny hop right out in front of Newman and surprised him. And Chi-High trying to force the forecheck in here with Carter Johnson, left wing corner. And here is Easton Skelton. Skelton carries it from left to right. Comes high in the zone. Nice back check there by Carter Johnson. He'll lay this one left wing corner for Zach Black. Got a drop pass from Black. Out in front with Skelton looking for some garbage. Skelton's got it left wing corner. And a centering pass cut off right there. Still inside the zone. Now it's going to slide over the blue line. And Chi-High has to touch up with 3:22 left to go in the period. Hard off the wall, and here comes USM. It is Berchtold on this first line. Berchtold drop pass, and a shot on net. Big thump into the left wing corner from the pads of Broholt as it comes high in the zone and up and out for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, little wiggle out there. Neutral ice came in with some afterburners. Fired one on Broholt, but again, the sophomore goaltender was up for it. Here is USM. Waltersdorf tries to dangle his way in past one Chi-High player. Loose out in front and sent to the far wall by the Cards, but Cook holds it in right point. Chi-High cycles it around from right to left with 2.5 left to go here in the period. Shots 15-4 now as things are piling up for USM. Here is Cook. Nice move right there. Cook passed one player, passed another, right into the gullet of Drew Broholt.
Ooh, get that
another
out.
Shot, and Broholt with that save.
Here we go.
Finally, a stretch pass for Frenette. Here comes Netter right now. Netter! Shot and a big save right there by Beckett Newman. Tried to go, move to his right, and then lay one off to the left. Drop a shot in. And a couple of chances here for Matt Frenette, but
yes.
So far he's been stoned.
Yeah, I mean, good heads-up hockey by Dane, and beautiful stretch pass to Frenette, you know, just busting from the zone. Good opportunity there to get, you know, to get one, but the goaltender did a great job.
He did.
He stayed right
he
with
is
it.
Solid.
He didn't bite on any of the deeks, and good job.
Face off in the Card zone. Stepping up is Latterman. Fires a shot off the point. Ricochets off the backboards, and it's going to come out. Chi-High ahead here. Here is Zach Black. He is fast. Black with a centering pass for Carter Johnson. Didn't get there. And it's going to be turned the other direction.
Offside? No.
For USM. Into the right wing corner is Malusi. He was stacked up on the check there. Took a shoulder, and Chi-High able to clear it through center. Racing back is Erlinson for USM. He reaches back, picks up the puck. It's in the center circle, and here comes Dane Krista. Krista with a quick shot. Oh, it was a BB off his stick and snagged out of the air there by Newman.
Quick glove by Newman on
yeah,
that one.
That was a tough shot.
Yeah, those are tough when they're just above the legs, the leg pad, when they go down the butterfly right there in that little triangle. But, yeah, he stood tall and got that one.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High Athletics and Chi-High Hockey. Here is USM. They'll carry from left to right. It comes out to neutral, and it's going to be picked up by Waltersdorf. Knocks it down, puts it on his forehand, and Chi-High counters. Coming into the zone is Matt Frenette. He was pinched on the wall, and Waltersdorf trying to take a long stretch pass here. Chi-High got back defensively. We're under a minute to play here in the period. No score. Don't give up one right now. Here is Waltersdorf with a shot. They look to redirect out in front. They had McDonald out in front on the right post, but didn't get the puck, didn't get a handle on the puck, and Chi-High now. Let's see if we can do something here at the end of the period. Here is Eli Burmeister. Lays one in. Backpedals to his D position now with 30 seconds to go in the period. Chi-High has got it. Here is Dane Krista. Flips one off the backhand down low, and Matt Frenette will grab it behind the goaltender. Centering pass right there. Went all the way through traffic. Ricochets off the right wing boards, and Krista with a chance, but it's going to be intercepted by USM. And moving into the zone USM able to carry it left wing corner, and it comes back out, and that's going to wind things up here in the period. Shots going to be 16-6 in favor of USM, but Chi-High had their chances on their goaltender.
They did.
He had to come up big, probably two or three, maybe even four times here.
Yeah, and you know, kudos to the goaltender for U School that he, you know, you don't see a lot of action, and then you see a grade A chance. It's sometimes hard for a goaltender to stay focused and, you know, come up big, but he did a good job.
Yeah, they've been kind of rotating goaltenders. Beckett Newman comes in 6-2. Charlie Pickert is 9-3. And, you know, total minutes, Pickert actually has more minutes. I'm not sure, you know, if he is their top goaltender and if
they're both small in
Coach
stature.
McGuire is putting Newman in here. But, boy, if he's the second stringer, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Yeah, but neither goaltender is like, you know, like Drew Broval tall. Like, that's the style of goaltending now that they're, you know, teams are really gravitating towards the tall guys. But it's hard to predict that when you're in youth hockey, who's going to be 6'2".
Yep. And Broval, of course, has got that style of just being very calm between the pipes.
Yep.
We've had other goaltenders who, you know, very acrobatic. But he's one that just seems very steady.
From the goaltending instructors I've talked to, they state that the goaltender that makes those flashy big saves are usually out of position.
Yeah.
So usually, I think, because Drew looks so calm and makes it look easy, he's in the right spot at the right time.
Yep. He's done a great job. The numbers may not look from the outsider like it's that great, but he has taken a ton of shots.
He's probably got the most shots, I think, you know, at any Division I school.
I would think so,
too. I mean, you know, Coach Luckowitz talked about before the game not having 50 shots on net. Well, they're on track for 45, you know, 47 at this point. But,
coming in here, he had 727 shots on goal.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lifetime for some goaltenders.
Yep, it really is. You're true.
All right. Okay, no score after one in this non-conference tilt this afternoon between the Chi-High Cardinals and University School of Milwaukee. And we'll come back, get you ready for period number two today. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Shop to fix your windshield. Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Sails a puck forward with fiber fast speed and signal strength. Oh! Satellite and 5G picks it off, but misses the net with slow response times and weak signals. 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom sweeps forward with great customer service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber fast crosses the blue and pulls back for a final shot. Score! Fiber beats 5G every time. Visit WWT.net to increase your speed for your home or business.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Chi-High and USM scoreless after one. Drew Broholt's pitched four shutouts this year. Can he do it a fifth time against a pretty powerful team? We'll find out. But, you know, Beckett Newman, at the other end of the ice is doing a pretty good job, too. So he's got a shutout going, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously Drew's faced a few more shots than the U.S. school goaltender.
16-6 right now.
Yeah, and there's some good scoring opportunities. It's come up big. You know, they've tried to sneak some in. They've had some good, opportunities. But Drew's stopped them all. But it's really hard to stop, you know, over 40 shots, 45 shots a game.
It is, yeah.
He's just done it.
The math
especially
isn't very good.
No, especially against a team that has some powerhouse, you know, goal scorers on their team. But, yeah, he's definitely dialed in today. So that's good for the Cards. You know, when Drew's dialed in, they're a tougher team to beat. And gosh, the Cards, they have some speed on their side. You know, Zach Black, Matt Fournette, Andrew Hebert, and they're all making an impact on that forecheck.
Yeah, and you can see they're looking up the ice a whole lot more than I saw earlier in the season.
Absolutely.
They seem to be gelling here, and there's some communication going on.
Yeah, and I feel like the line changes, the shift has really helped with the kids just playing with, you know, like-styled players, and it's working. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, Andrew Hebert is on the forward line. He came up with when...
Sam Johnson got hurt, I think, or Matt did.
Matt Fournette had the shoulder injury.
Yep.
And it's probably more of a natural position for
him,
isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's been a forward his entire life, watching him at Bantam Hockey last year. He was a leading scorer on the Bantam A team. You know, he is a natural forward. I think they saw potential because his brother was such a, you know, outstanding defenseman that had been a forward as well.
Yep.
But Andrew is just, he is forward-minded, and that's just where he's thriving.
Right. Well, he's a team player.
Yeah.
So I'll play wherever you want me, coach.
Yes.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it helped him, too, long range as a freshman this year.
Absolutely.
To learn a little D. And
get some ice time, get caught up to the speed of the game.
Yeah.
And
it's a big step for a freshman to go to varsity hockey.
It's a huge step, actually. You know, even Bantam A to JV is a faster game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a... It's, you know, good for Andrew to step right in there, though.
Yep, so zeros up on the board right now. No score, Chi-High and USM. We got more hockey for you on Tuesday. In fact, a doubleheader. We'll have the girls' game. A makeup game with Hudson was postponed, and so that'd be 4:40 for the pregame show as they CFM hosts Hudson. You were up there at Rice Lake when we were doing a game here against Rice Lake. Rice Lake's a co-op with Hayward,
right.
And saw the girls up there. And
good game, you know, some good opportunities. And unfortunately lost in overtime. Yeah, you know, just an unlucky situation that happened right away in overtime.
Yeah. So we'll see the girls here as they kind of wrap up their season on Tuesday.
They're
and then
coming off two wins right now.
Right,
so.
Yeah. And you'll join me for the second game, and that's Menominee.
Yep.
And hopefully Chi-High can beat Menominee here. And
yeah, they lost to them earlier in the season. Menominee has pulled some major upsets this year. You know, they just have a drive to that team that can do, and they get it done.
Well, we'll see them on Tuesday for that second game. So a hockey doubleheader for you on the 10th. Beginning at 4:40 for the girls' pregame show here on WOGO Radio. All right, we'll take a break. Ice is redone here, and we'll have hockey coming up here, second period between Chi-High and USM. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration,
and whole house air purification so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left.
Shot is made from deep.
Play defense.
McDonald takes the lead on the three.
Slower down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds.
Oh,
Hager. Hager to win it at the buzzer. Off the winner.
Oh, my goodness.
And McDonald wins it in the thriller.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Beckett Newman is ready to hit the ice here, and his teammates for USN, they're at the door, and the door is open, and here comes Chi High. So Drew Brovold setting up at the north end of the building, and Newman, the other sophomore goaltender today, will be at our left, and USM and Chi High filling the benches right now. No score. Shot 16-6 in favor of the visitors here this afternoon. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. So, Corbin McGuire, the USM coach, former Wisconsin Badger, will send out the Waltersdorf line here to open up the second period, unlike the opening drop of the game here. And for the Cards, it is the better Kristen Hebert line. And defensively, Elijah Burmeister and Austin Fournette. Header fanned on a little bit, but picked up the puck himself. And
yeah, unusual for him.
Yeah, it really is.
Here we go, Eli.
Here's Eli Burmeister right now. He's going to climb in, and Burmeister drops this one left wing corner and tries to chase it down himself. Comes around on the half wall on the near side, and stepping up is the freshman Hebert. Rams this one off the boards, and it comes into the right wing corner. Centering pass attempted there by Fournette. Didn't make it through. It comes right back to the point. Here is Hebert with a one-timer. Oh, man, the goaltender Beckett Newman had to fight that one off. But here comes Waltersdorf with his 53 points into the Chi High zone by himself. and then gets chased down by Eli Burmeister.
Good poise by Burmeister.
It really was. Holderstoff thought he had a breakaway chance here, but here is Cook right now. Got some off-wing help from his teammate there. And this one's going to, that's Featherston
there
as they begin the line change right now from that first line to Featherston's line of Jarmusch, Malusi, and Featherston. And that line is complete off the icing call against USM.
Yeah, interesting that they started the third line, but the start of the second period, maybe U School's like, you know what, we need to get some goals here. We better put our first line out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
This is a little tighter than we anticipated, huh?
Yeah. Cards are ready to play.
16-04, just underway here in the second. No score. Shot 16-7 in favor of USM. The faceoff is in the USM zone, and it is Jarmusch has got tossed from the dot right there. Comes back to the point. Oh, he said, thought that the defenseman, Kosurek, lost it as it just inched over the line, but he still was able to keep the zone. But here comes Chai Ai. They counter. They move into the zone and disrupted as they just cross the blue line, so Chai High's got a touch up, and it is Malusi who turns and rips one into the card zone. Comes around to the far side for Colin Seibert. Seibert fanned on it. Now it comes in back of the goaltender.
Not a good decision there.
Aiden Sy, the other defenseman's going to pick it up for Chai High, able to work it up the boards on the near side, but an icing call right here, or at least an offsides call. I guess it's going to be an offsides call on the cards right here.
Yeah, let's get this out of the zone.
Leadership, community, dedication, teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Our team tied with USM right now. Zeros through a period and a portion. And pushed ahead by Jackson Williams, but he can't finish, and it comes back on the clear by USM. Tipped the head off the backhand. USM finally touches up as one of their players was inside the zone, and Chai High has an opportunity to carry it out. Here's Bodie Custer, lost it as he got to his own blue line. Cards deep, plays catch, and now it's ahead for Colin Buchanan. Buchanan works a backhand into the left wing corner. It's on the half wall inside the USM zone. Jackson Williams pinches the puck ahead, and this one comes under the stick of Eli Burmeister, but nice off-wing work there by Austin Fournette as the Cards come back, able to at least get a number of guys inside the zone, and now it's going to be dumped all the way down, and an icing call on Chai High. The puck slid under
Eli's stick.
And
very unusual for him.
It really is. It looked like it was going to be a really tough spot for Drew Broebold, but Chai got back in time. They did lay a shot on net. Broebold made the save and had plenty of help to clear it.
Yeah, and good rebound control on that one, putting it right into the corner.
Here is Matt Fournette to take the draw against Woltersdorf, and the bigger 22 for USM won the draw. Comes back to the point. One timer on net.
Two saves.
Saves there by Drew Broebold. Big time saves. He was stretched out, and Andrew Hebert worked it toward the net and tipped aside by Newman into the corner. And now USM's going to carry it out through center. Here they come across the line into the right wing corner, and this one is pushed off into the left wing elbow. USM works it back to the point. Here's a shot taken by Woltersdorf as he's out there patrolling that blue line now. The forward backing up to the blue line, and here comes Chai High. Netter passed one player, passed another, and a shot on net. Trying to go between the pads.
Ooh, we might get a call on U School here for hitting Matt Fournette well after the whistle.
Let's see if they do make the call. It looks as if at least Fournette is complaining about it, but I don't think they're going to make a call here. Working the officials trying to plead his case for a penalty call there.
I mean, it was clearly well late, but there you go.
Jarmusch on this second line for USM, and Netter taking the draw, and here comes USM across the line with some afterburners. They work it right wing corner. Cards, nice job there by Burmeister to push him to the wall, and comes back to the point. Here is Morrison. Turns, rips a shot. That one came all the way back to the near point, and it stretches over the line, and USM is temporarily offsides. Comes back to Austin Fournette. Header looking up the ice for Zach Black beyond his reach, and it's out between the blue stripes right now. Hauled in by Jarmusch for USM.
Oh, get that out.
Yep, it was Easton Skelton trying to dangle his way up forward. It ricocheted into the USM zone with 13:05 and counting left to go second period as the puck floats into the left wing corner. Now it's loose and Burnett's going to skate over to his right gingerly, and this one is into the left wing corner. Malusi tried to pick it up there for USM, and it's out at neutral ice, and now it's going to be taken by Austin Frenette. Frenette glances into the zone, throws one, tipped into the corner by Newman. They went cross ice on a centering pass, and USM with a break right here. Back to the Chi-Hi D zone, and Seibert's got it for the Cards. Reaches off to his left for his D partner. Still
cover
inside
that,
the zone. Here is USM. Centering pass. A scramble for it. Lots of traffic out in front of Brovold. And it comes back to the point. One-timer on net right there. And the save made off the stick of Morrison. And Brovold turned that one left wing corner. Now Chi-Hi in the break. They've got room to maneuver. This one tipped ahead and it hit the ramp. Tim Bowman, the linesman.
That's the second time he's gotten in the way.
Wrong spot right there for Tim. He was just playing the lines. And
yeah.
They rammed the puck into him, and that will
it would have been
draw
a really
an icy
nice
call on Chi-Hi as they just dumped it deep. So it's going to come back to the Card zone for the draw here. And Fournette against Waltersdorf right here. I've seen this before. Waltersdorf turned it to the wall, but a scramble right there, and big number 22's got it. Works it off for the point to Erlinson for USM. Dumped it right wing corner, and Chi-Hi's got it. They exit the zone. USM had a player inside our zone, and that left plenty of time for Chi-Hi to get up. And here is USM right now. Waltersdorf hauls it in, moves off to his left, and it's dipped into the left wing corner by the Wildcats. Chi-Hi.
Get there.
Can't maneuver it back out, and it comes to the point, and got a whistle that's going to stop play right here. And we got an interference call.
I think on 24 for
Youth School. So.
Yeah.
McDonald's going to sit for two here on the interference.
Yeah, Mason McDonald.
On the Card's breakout, he got in the way. And that will give Chi-Hi the first power play of the afternoon. Boy, it's been a clean game up till now.
Yeah, well, you know, Colin Buchanan had the one penalty.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's right. They have power play.
It's been a clean game for U-School.
Yeah, clean game for U-School. Now they're even up at one apiece.
Yes, let's see if the Cards can capitalize.
Got to write this stuff down when it happens. Face off in the U-School zone. Chi-Hi owns it, and here they have it right now. Here is Andrew Hebert. Turns, goes forehand. That one was knocked down and blocked. And U-School now will carry it up and flip it into the zone. Into the right wing corner. Chi-Hi had the numbers, and they take it off the wall.
Andrew.
And here they come.
Got
Andrew
Hebert
weaves his way up the ice, got to the blue line, lost it, but got some off wing help right there from Zach Black. And here is Carter Johnson. Turns. Reached down, rifled a shot on net, and Newman with the save. This one glances left wing corner, and it's cleared by USM. And Eli's got to get on his horse to get to it.
Yeah, Cards will make a line change, get their first line out there now.
1:14 left to go now, down to 1:10 in the power play, and tipped into the zone off the stick of Easton Skelton, but he can't control, and USM is back in their own zone. Malusi has got a chance for a breakaway. Malusi moves in, fakes a shot, and Drew stopped it all. They got it clear, though. It's still loose right along the goal line. A whistle stop play. They're going to wash it out. I thought Drew had it, but he looked behind him, and it was right on the goal line. Oh, my goodness. And Malusi was coming in and made a nice, shoulder fake there.
Yeah, almost had Drew.
And Drew made a magnificent save and then wasn't quite sure where it was. And it was right along the goal line.
And then they just tried to push his glove in when he had the puck,
goodness.
And he just threw it back.
Whoa. That's playing with fire right there. That would have been a shorty for Malusi.
Yeah, the cars got stuck trying to change their line to get their first line group out there, and just some miscues, and there you go. You get a breakaway the other way.
That's a short change for him when it comes to offense here.
Oh.
And, boy, rolling back was Cook, the senior defenseman, All-State defenseman.
Yeah, he's good.
He is good. He knows what to do with the puck. And Chi High sees some more time come off the clock here on the power play. 33 seconds left to go in the man advantage. They work at cross ice. Here is Krista with a chance. Really didn't get a whole lot on that shot. And tipped off the stick of Newman into the left wing corner and cleared again. And that's just going to about do it for the power play as we're down to 18 seconds to go on the man advantage. Chi High with one final rush here. Comes up on the far side.
Oh,
rubbed on the wall.
That's a penalty.
We got a penalty. We're going to have back-to-back calls here as Cook is going to go and sit for 2 minutes. Maybe a roughing call here.
Is it a body slam? Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to call it.
Holding, they're going to call it. They get to this point, they can call whatever they want, I guess, and that's a holding call, according to Dennis Fenton. And so that takes off their best D here.
It does.
Tyler Cook.
Absolutely. He is a skilled player. You can just tell. He knows what he's doing.
So let's see if Chi High can capitalize. We've got 6 seconds of 5-on-3 here. And Easton Skelton will take it here, take the draw in the USM zone. And climbing in is Austin Fournette. Now it's 5-on-4. For Chi High with 9:13 and counting left to go second period. Cards playing with it in the corner. Finally dig it off the wall. And here is Krista with a shot. It got blocked out in front. Still slid toward the goaltender. And stopping it far side is Chi High. Here is Fernando.
Oh! He scores!
Matt Fernette!
On his
sister. The back of the cage behind Newman. He made a great stop at the blue line, cupped it on his stick, walked up, and put it top shelf past Newman for a 1-0 lead for Chi High.
Yeah, so often you see players let those get by, but Matt just, he worked hard, held the blue line, and then, had patience to find his spot. It was just a rifle of a shot right over the top shoulder, right in the top shelf there. Cards definitely had the momentum right now. This is a frustrating place to be when you're out shooting a team 2-1 and you're losing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had some chances, but they've had better chances. And
yes.
We've had the goaltending that is unbelievable from Drew Provold. Nothing wrong with their goaltending either, but Provold has really been up for it. Let's see if he can stay that way. Here is Waldersdorf right now, the team's leading scorer. Waldersdorf trying to equalize.
Oh, goaltender interference here.
And it is a USM player right in front of, into the grill of Provold, but no call here. And still tracked down by Cook, who's back out there after the penalty.
Oh, we got a whistle here. Ref Fenton's calling somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, the puck went out of play.
Oh, puck went out of play.
We just cannot see that corner.
No, I don't. Yeah. It is tough.
The ref was calling.
It's called man's land
right
down there, huh?
Yeah. Couldn't see the linesman to see him, making any hand signals. Just had Fenton's arm in the air.
Unassisted goal for Netter. And he picks up his 12th goal of the year, his 17th point. And Chi High with a 1-0 lead over the 6th-ranked team in the state.
Kia held onto that puck a little too
Cook
long. He got lucky on that.
Yeah, Cook came over and had his glove hand over it, but they didn't call that one. Into the corner, Chi High hammers this one off the window. That was from Austin Fournette. And here is Dane Krista. Krista is going to slide ahead. Cook had him held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Oh!
And rebound, and it went in! The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0, Chi High.
Yeah, Cook was a little lackadaisical trying to stop Dane Krista. Dane just kept going. I don't know who got the rebound, but good things happen when you put the puck on net.
Well, Krista's going to get the assist.
Krista got the goal. Krista?
Oh, he did get the goal.
I'm not sure. I'm going to find out.
Oh, Dane Krista got the goal.
Dane got his own rebound.
His own rebound.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, U-School's going to get frustrated now. Absolutely. I mean, when you're literally 2-1 shots on net, and you're losing now 2-0. That's a frustrating spot to be.
Krista with his 21st point of the season, his 13th goal, an unassisted goal. He shot at Newman and then picked up the rebound. I thought somebody else may have gotten the puck behind the sophomore goaltender.
Teammates and, there, but.
And now USM in danger of losing both games on this road trip. They'll hammer one into the glove of Broebold. He was going to go wide, but Drew hangs on to that. Yeah, they lost 5-3 to Notre Dame yesterday. Stayed overnight in Wausau on their way here.
I was wondering if they stayed over somewhere.
And made their way here this morning. So I wouldn't say exhaustion, though, is part of the problem here. I think we're just playing with them.
I think we're playing with them, and I think to the best of our ability, and I think that they
There's a shot on Broebold! And where is it? Got some backside help
it's loose.
From Austin Fournette.
Out.
Still loose. Broebold thought he had it and couldn't squeeze the pads fast enough. There's a shot on net and a save made by Broebold.
Yeah, he's keeping him in the game. I mean, we're playing with him to a point, right?
Shots are 26-11.
Yes.
Well, we're making the chances count. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Two goals on 11 shots. It's not bad. Here's Chi High right now. Krista had the goal last time. He's got the puck right now. Krista weaves his way in and lost it in the left wing corner. Yeah, he should have pulled the trigger on one right there. 6.5 left to go in the period as the puck floats into the left wing corner in the U School's D zone. Chi High picks it off. Here is Fournette. Dropped it off his glove. And hand it off from Dane Krista, and it goes into the left wing corner. Chi High, nice keep right there on the far side by Colin Seibert. He reaches down, hammers one left wing corner, and Fournette's got it right now. Netter patiently looking it over. Shot on net. Rebounder is right there. And Hebert was also at point blank range to put it in, but the goaltender got in his glove first.
Yes, and cover that up.
Stops play right here. With 6:06 left to go. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. Face off in the zone and a battle for it right along the boards on the far side. Now it's going to spring loose. And backpedaling is Austin Fournette in the Chi High D zone. Back out to neutral. Pumped in again, and we got an offsides call right here on USM. 5:46 left to go here in the second period. Great game so far. USM is as good as advertised. Really a fine team with very skilled players. They deserve to be ranked sixth in the state, but Chi High trying to knock him off right here.
Yeah, so far they're doing a good job.
Cards push it ahead. Zach Black followed the puck ahead, and it's in the zone. Now it pops out, lifted to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf stops in the corner, floats it back for his D. Cook with a one-timer, and the save right there by Broebold. 5.5 left to go, second period. More hockey for you on Tuesday. Girls and boys games back-to-back. CFM against
night.
Hudson.
Hockey.
Yeah. And then that's first game, 4:40 pregame. And then we'll follow that with boys against Menominee here.
Our wingers kind of hesitated there off the faceoff.
Into the right wing corner. Right on. Broebold with the save. Pads that one left wing corner. And Chi High exit stage left. Here is Zach Black. Puts the shoulder into the USM player. Black playing physical right there. USM carries it out, skips it ahead for their forward there, Dahl, and it comes across ice.
We got caught in a line change.
Well, it's still back out. We got five players back out there right now.
Ooh, his stick broke.
Here is Carter Johnson. Yeah, USM's Cook lost his stick.
It's expensive day.
About, $200-$300 worth?
$400.
Oh, my goodness. Here is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tried to dive in underneath the Cards D, but the Cards pushed him out, and Chi High floats this one back out to neutral ice. Dane Krista, first guy to get there in the corner, and couldn't hold on, and USM will clear it out to center. Here is Malusi. Comes in for Waltersdorf, and a shot taken, save made. And then Provold had to scramble for it. And here is Dane Krista. Krista wiggles his way into the zone. Got upended at the top of the circle left wing side as the puck clears out to neutral ice. Banked off the near wall for Hebert with exactly 4 minutes left to go. Second period. Chi-high up by a deuce. Being outshot 28-12 right now as the puck is dumped into the Chi-high zone again. Worked around behind the net. Bodie Custer out of the gate on the line change here. And this is Fournette. Props it off the back wall behind Newman. Custer on it. Bodie can't control. Cards complete the line change. Get all their players back out as USM will bring it in. They have it into the left wing corner. Here is Cook, whose dad played for UW-Eau Claire. Grew up in Calgary and played for the Blue Golds. And we got a Blue Gold alum right here in the booth with me.
Yeah, it's a great place to play hockey.
Yeah. 3:26 left to go, second period. And the faceoff is going to be the Provold's blocker side here, stick side. And it looks as if it's going to be a third line against our second line here. Their third line against our second. Zach Black reaches down to get it for Chi-High. Pushed in behind Provold or to his left, and Chi-High able to clear it ahead. Intended for Easton Skelton. Reaches out, stretches out, but can't get there as the puck is loose inside the USM zone. Jumping in was Black trying to see if he could pick off a pass, but it's back in the Chi-High zone right now. Centering pass. There's a save by Provold. Denied on the second shot as the puck is loose in behind the sophomore tender. And nobody knows where the puck is. Finally going to be picked up in the right wing elbow and cleared out through center. And here is Chi-High countering. Cards into the zone. Can they get enough numbers in there? Andrew Hebert rifles one in behind the zone.
Big rebound.
And a big rebound left right there.
Oh.
Shot by Dane Krista as he toe-dragged coming in between the wheels.
I think it hit Andrew Hebert cutting across the crease.
Here is Walderstorff.
He's got speed.
He does. He's got the afterburners.
Ooh, Eli Burmeister
got him.
Nice
job by Eli to just crowd him out. And it comes back to Cook at the point. Cook with a nice move and a shot taken, but it kicked off some players out in front. And Chi-High will clear ahead. And a long pass here for Fournette. Tries to beat the D of one-on-one, and it slips in toward the goaltender Newman, and he'll hang on with 2:02 left to go here in the period.
Yeah, Eli Burmeister is the only player on Chi-High that plays for Team Wisconsin. We've had a few in the last couple years, but Eli's definitely showing his worth tonight.
Yeah.
Really playing some great defense.
Seeing some maturity out of him this year.
He's just a sophomore.
Playing so much better than when he started the season.
Yes, absolutely.
30-14, the shots. 2:01 left to go here in the second period. Cards up by two with a couple of goals in the second period. We ended the first without anybody scoring. And here is Waldersdorf, lost an edge.
Yeah,
and Carter Johnson's got it right now.
There.
He'll scoop it up and throw it ahead out to neutral. Cut off there by USM. Cards have it back in their own zone. And pushed ahead by Eli, but a stretch pass went errant, intended for Carter Johnson. With a minute 34 left to go, and the Cards have to be careful now as we're down to a little over 90 seconds left, not to give up a goal here.
Yes, worst time.
Because that could change the momentum.
Huge momentum shift. And, yeah, Carter, he just stopped moving his feet to get just a piece of his blade on that. Now we have an icing, unfortunately, back in our zone.
Lucky is going to throw his first line out there right now to try to win a defensive zone draw here. Banged off the end boards behind Provold by Cook. And it's squeezed on the wall and still inside the Chi-High zone. Rammed off the fence and up and out from Andrew Hebert into the USM zone. So we tick it down to 1:10 left to go in this second period. Loose out of neutral. Nice job right there by Aiden Tsai to work it cross ice. And this will stop play right here on the icing call on Chi-High. So Cards have to be careful here.
Yes, they
at
do.
The end of the period.
Yep, second line going out there right now. We've struggled to get out to the point quickly on these draws. We're not winning them. They're winning them clear to their D, and our wings just, there's just a half a second of hesitation before we're challenging.
We're kind of mucking it up in our own zone here a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But here we go. We won the draw this time.
Yep. Here they come. Chi-Hi, Easton Skelton across the line. Made a move there, almost an offsides call. And it's on the shelf and pushed ahead by Zach Black. 48 seconds left to go. Let's get one late in this period. But here comes USM as they counter. And Malusi crosses the line. That's an offsides call. Featherston beat Malusi into the zone. You can see it up here. And
Malusi stopped moving his feet and coasted into the zone where 19, you know, kept the same speed.
Yep, Featherston. 39.7 seconds. Cards at least need to get out of the period without giving anything up. And pushed to the wall on the near side by USM off the draw. Chi-Hi has it right here. They go tape to tape, but it's cut off by
Dane
the Wildcats. Dane Krista lost it into the right wing corner. Can't give up one right here.
No.
Eli Burmeister slams it to the point, but not up and out. Burmeister slides over. A shot taken, and Provo may have gotten a piece of that. Here's another shot. He squeezes that between the big pads and hangs on here with 15.8 seconds left
after
to go.
The whistle touches.
Little jawboning down there.
Yeah, you know, U school is going to get frustrated. They're going to try to get under your skin. You got to stay, you know, cool, not draw any stupid penalties.
Exactly.
Wow, shots are 2-1 again.
31-15. 15.8 seconds left to go. Waltersdorf will take the draw for USM and push to the wall by Eli. And high in the zone.
It's
and
out.
Cleared out. We've got a 2-on-1 potential with 6 seconds left to go. Here is Krista. Got to fire one soon. Krista trying
almost
to hit Andrew Hebert just beyond his reach. And that will end the period. The Cards almost had a chance for a goal here at the end of the period.
Just a little conversation after the whistle there in the corner.
Little howdy do.
Yeah, U school is definitely going to get more and more frustrated and try to get the Cards to draw a silly penalty. So we got to stay cool.
Yeah, I'm sure when they saw the record of Chi-Hi this year, hey, we're going to go in, throw our sticks on the ice here, and win
and
this
take
game.
A W. You know, but they forget that BRC is one of the toughest conferences
in
the state, and you know, there's some good hockey players up here. We might not have the depth that we've had in years past, but we certainly have some good, you know, good goaltending for sure.
Shots 31-15.
Yeah.
Luckily, it doesn't matter in that department if you can score goals. So.
Right. Yeah. The one that matters is the goals against. So.
So right now, Netter and Krista with the goals for Chi-Hi, both unassisted goals here.
Yeah.
Today, and Cards lead this one 2-0. But you can bet that USM, ranked sixth in the state, is going to come out here flying in the third period.
Oh, yes, they are. Their coach is definitely going to, you know, give them a what's going on speech, and they're going to have to dig deep and play their best hockey. And we're going to see that, you know, after that, I think the first goal even, the step, the little pep in their step in U school's, you know, skates, you could see it.
Yep.
And now they're getting frustrated because they have put on some great A chances
they
on
sure
Provo.
Have.
And
they
he
sure
has,
have.
You know, he has made some remarkable saves, so that's a frustrating place.
Have to kind
place.
Of weather a storm, I think, early on in the third period here.
And then they're,
But that also provides opportunities if they pinch in too far. We have a chance to
which we've been doing some better at stretch passes. I remember watching last year even, you know, it was just like icing after icing.
Yep.
They're finally starting to connect those passes.
Right.
And it's making a huge difference.
Where Scala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Greg and Connie with you here at WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Our video producer today, Sam Aberle. Our audio producers today is Dawson Halverson and Conley Engelmeyer. And glad to have them both back at home base for Chi-Hi. Cards try to turn one on USM. They beat us in overtime down there last year 4-3. Chi-Hi is up 2-0. After two, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Cards up 2-0 as we head towards the third period. Goals on assisted goals by Matt Fournette and Dane Krista. That's where we sit. Outshot 31-15 so far, but we're making them count.
That we are. Definitely, some single efforts by, some of our players. Matt Fournette starting it off by holding that blue line, having patience to take a look, not just throwing the puck away. Good poise under pressure. And then Dane, just winning the battle. I think there was a little bit of a lackluster play from U School on that. They, didn't work too hard to stop him, and Dane just powered through, got his own rebound, crash the net hard, just like you're taught in practice.
So. Kind of seeing these players grow up here.
Yes.
From what we saw a month ago or so.
Absolutely. This would not have happened a month ago,
right.
even. And I do believe that the line changes have helped immensely. Andrew Hebert is just, adding an extra layer of offensive threat. And then, of course, our superior goaltending. We have a couple good D as well that are really able to help support him there. And, when there are rebounds out, we're doing a good job of clearing those out of the way and not just waiting for the goalie to keep making save after save.
Yeah, I think, we talked about winning the week, sweeping the week, and they could do that if they hang on here in the third period.
They play
Menominee. They're, they can beat teams, but they are beatable. New Richmond's down this year. Chi-High could finish out with a winning streak.
They could, and be 500. Absolutely, and that is the way you want to be. Last year they were the Cinderella story, putting a lot of pressure on, just losing at the final hour, against Memorial.
Yeah.
And a heartbreaker of a game.
Right. Last 31 seconds.
Yes, yeah. You definitely have seen the kids grow up. Dane Krista got that silly penalty in that game, and you don't see that anymore. Beginning of the season you saw a little bit, but he's definitely disciplined his game, and it's making a huge impact.
All right. 2-0 score for Chi-High after two periods, and the third is on the way for you. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left.
Shot is made from deep.
Play
and
defense.
McDonald takes the lead on the three.
Slower down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds.
Oh,
Hager to win it at the buzzer. Off the winner.
Oh, my goodness.
And McDonald wins it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Well, some line and shuffling going on for head coach Corbin McGuire of USM. They're going to put Malusi up on this line.
Yeah.
First line, he's the second line wing. And so he'll be teamed up with Bechtold and Waltersdorf as the puck ricochets out of play here. It's going to come back to center ice for the drop.
Yeah, trying to make some adjustments to, you know, get something going. You know, you can't blame U-School for
making
changes.
Maybe they didn't like what McDonald was doing, but trying to shake him up a little bit as well.
Who knows?
Psychology of it.
Yeah.
16:51 left in this one. Chi High up by two, but here comes Waltersdorf right now, and he'll take a shot on net. And Drew saw that one all the way. But
yeah, it's a three-on-two opportunity.
Playing with it back in their own zone. And it was intercepted and a shot taken right there as they try to work off the back of Drew off a shot behind the net. Chai getting a little sloppy with a 2-0 lead. They got a long way to go here. They
got
to pair it out.
Coming out hard.
Here they come, and a shot on net again. And that one is swallowed up by Drew. The shot taken there by Masaryk, the defenseman. So they put a little flurry on just to remind cards that, hey, we're still here.
Yeah.
Shots 33-15. Chai could use another sniper goal here. 2-0 just doesn't seem to be enough right now.
No, it won't be enough if U-School keeps up the pressure. I mean, eventually things are going to go past the goaltender.
Puck is pushed to the fence off this faceoff, and couple of guys from each team in there right now. Here comes a third pair. And, boy, they're really digging at it. Finally pushed out by USM and hammered to the wall behind Brobold. And a shot. It's on the shelf above Brobold on the net. That one clicked off Drew and actually settled in right behind him on the shelf. And that's going to come all the way back to the USM zone. You don't see that very often.
You really don't. Yeah. They're definitely outworking the cards starting
the
period.
They're coming out flying. I figured this is going to happen.
They are going to do one or the other, right?
Yeah, lay down. I don't see this team laying down for sure. And Carter Johnson in on the draw for Chi High. Pushes that one to the wall, but USM's got it right now. Here they come on the break into the Chi High zone. Tapping at it is Featherston. And the puck is in behind Brobold and swept aside by the Cards defensively as Austin Fournette hammered off the wall, and an icing call right here against the Cards.
Yeah, the longer we can go without U-School scoring, the more frustrated they're going to get and lose track
of their
game.
Maybe they'll pick up a penalty. We'll see.
Yeah, so we just got to, you know, at least go 10 minutes before we start seeing them panic.
Yep.
It'd be better if we could play better hockey and get the win a faceoff.
Absolutely.
Get the puck out of the
zone.
That
would be nice. Waltersdorf wins this draw for USM. And back to Cook at the point. Rebound left out in front. Swept at but wide of the cage, and it comes back to the point. Chi High's got some traffic down in front. And the Cards able to steer it out. Here's Andrew Hebert.
Definitely aggressive forecheck by U-School right now.
Yeah, they are going to pour it on here. They're going to pinch and collapse in on Brobold as the puck is out of, we got a penalty here, and it's going to go against the Cards. And looks
against Matt Fournette.
Matt Fournette's going to take it for a hook here. So the second power play, and this is exactly what you don't need for USM, already leading in the shot total 34-15, and now they got a two-minute power play. And plenty of time for them to come back here.
This is a huge kill opportunity moment right now for the Cards. They have got to have a solid kill, getting that puck, ice it out, get it out of there. Do not let them control the puck.
Their power play a little over 27% this year, which is
yeah, here we go.
Good. Here comes Chai High. Nice,
get it out, Zach.
Nice
or
job Easton. By Easton Skelton to carry the puck. He was pulled down a little bit, but no call. And here comes USM across the line is Jarmusch. He'll sail back to the point. And it comes to the high point right here. And USM with a shot. Robo the save into the left wing corner. And Waltersdorf has got it. He's going to be on every power play for sure. Here comes the leading
good
scorer.
Job,
nice
Zach.
Poke check right there by Zach Black, but they couldn't clear the zone. Waltersdorf reaches back, picks it up. Shot on net. Big rebound left. And it comes all the way out to center ice. Off the pad rebound there from Robo. Here is Waltersdorf. Drops it back for his teammate. Malusi's got it behind the net to Cook, who pitched in top of the circle. In fact, climbed into the left wing circle. The Waltersdorf, there's the INT. Banked off the wall, but not very deep that time for Chai High. But it does allow Krista to come out on the player change and Hebert to join the group as well. Cards get back on the box, but they couldn't really set it up. And a shot on net. Bobold with the save right there. And it's cleared out through neutral ice all the way back down. And Masarat has to get on his wheels to get it in the USM zone. Down to 36 seconds left to go in the power play. Chai High not panicking here on the kill. They lead it by two. And here is Waltersdorf right now. Banks this one off the wall. Pushes it deep in the zone. Chai High gets there first. That's Burmeister. And it's stripped aside by USM. Down to 18 seconds left to go. Cook wheels right along the blue line. Now drops it back to the point. Here's a one-timer. Masarat with that one. And it's steered into the left wing corner by Chai High. And the Cards, they finally push it out across the line. It took a while. And the Cards are able to work that penalty off. And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Here is Cook right now. Dangles his way in, moves, fires a shot. Boy, you can see that players are getting frustrated, bodies flying all out, all the way over in front of Probold.
They have to protect their goalie, and they're going in. It was a clear save, and they were still crashing the net.
So no penalties out of that little fray here. 13:05 left to go. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and home goods and clothing and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. The drop inside the Chai High D zone, wrapped around the wall. And can the Cards clear? Nope, they can't, but it's stopped on the skate right there by Aiden Tsai. Tsai gets it ahead for Colin Buchanan. Fires it in. Let's keep it inside this zone as much as we can. Nice back check right there, but it came off Buchanan's stick. And right onto the tape of McGregor for USM. Fires a shot, and that one is flagged down by Drew.
Yeah.
And he'll hang on with 12:37 left to go here in the third period. And you can almost visually see the frustration right now, Connie, on these players as they come to the bench.
Mm-hmm. Every minute that goes by, it just gets worse and worse, and they're going to start to panic around 7.
Yeah, but they're going to start to grip those sticks pretty hard here.
Yes.
Banked off the inboards. Chai High's got it. Works it out to center ice. Good place to be. And here is Latterman for USM.
Uh-oh.
And a pickoff right there, and a chance.
Good save.
Latterman. Pardon me, not Latterman, but Bechtold threw it into Provold. He was a little deep and had really no room
Eli's,
to work around.
We got a penalty here on Eli Burmeister.
Oh,
and I think the U-School player.
Yep. Okay, as long as we can match it up. So they'll do that right now.
5-on-5.
Trying to keep it under control, these officials, because it's gotten a little chippy here.
It has, especially, you know, around the goaltender, which,
Well, look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. Face off to the right of Drew here in the Cards defensive zone. And we want a little clarification, I guess, here before
yeah,
they...
Yeah, scorekeeper needs a little...
Three blue.
And they're trying to determine Jarmusch is the guy in the box for USM here. Shots 40 to 15.
The biggest problem with this is our best defenseman is off the ice, or yep. one of, you know, both him and Austin Fournette yep. are top yep. two.
Got to kill it. Well, it's not a power play here.
Just got to get through 2 minutes and then a whistle.
2 minutes here. That one came off the referee and stuck inside deep in the Chi High zone. Malusi feeds out front. Save made by Drew.
All the way down.
Cleared right on. And the goaltender Newman will sweep this off to his left. 11:53 left to go. Yeah, you don't see that very often, do you? Back out to neutral ice. Here comes McDonald for USM. Loose out in front. Cards trying to find it. And it's going to be Krista behind you.
Dane.
Oh, that was Walderskorff. He picked. And a shot taken, but knocked out in front by Chi High. Krista thought he had lots of time.
He did not.
Walderskorff was right behind him. And it's cleared out to neutral ice with 11:25 left to go in this one. Cards trying to hang on to a 2-0 lead. Playing it tough here. Into the right wing corner. Cards have it now, and it's moved high in the zone, intercepted by USM in the left wing corner. Cards get it back again, bank it off the wall, and an icing call is coming up right here with 11:07 left to go in this period. Well, when you need a boundary surveyed or residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. 715-720-4000. Face off in the Cards defensive zone. Looked like Zach Black was trying to put a mitt over it, but here comes Chi High.
Oh, good job, Easton.
It's Easton trying to split the D and slid the puck toward the goaltender. And
good effort,
Newman's
though.
Going to hang on. Yeah.
Good fight.
These guys
that.
Are really playing hard today.
Yeah, they're putting their best out here right now, and it's paying off for them.
They're playing up to the competition today,
they
aren't they?
They are, yes. And that is a challenging thing to do when you go from such a huge jump from the last two games.
10:56 left to go here in the period. And it's pushed into the left wing corner in the U School zone. Here comes the Wildcats right now. Tipped off the wall, but up and out of play here as they came in.
What time did they go off on that penalty? I didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down either. We'll have to check the scorekeeper here. 11:07.
Okay. So 9:07, though.
Yep. Okay. Got to do That's the thing about hockey. It's backward math.
I know. It's really fun.
Not easy, unless you're a math major. Here is Cook right now. Cook's going to go in himself. The defenseman firing a shot, wrist shot. Another one came off. Drew kind of got almost
fell.
Fell there. And Chi High able to lift it all the way down. But an icing call here against the Cards. And so it's going to come all the way back. 10:28 left to go. On the game clock here in the third period. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and the longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Stelter Incorporated, three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cook is going to come off to the bench here for USM. Still 5-on-5 hockey here. Shots 42-17 and a clean win for the Wildcats. Cook will load one up. That one goes wide. Left out
Good
in
job.
Front. And the rebound.
Amazing save.
Up. Great save by Drew Bolt. Provolt, he is really on today. I mean,
he's tracking
he is
so
in
well.
The zone. Isn't
yes, he?
He
can just track that puck so well. You know, he just has that perfect combination of he's like 6'3 and athletic, and he can really, you know, just track that puck, which is a hard skill.
Yep. Here's the face-off again. Chi High with a ton of defensive zone face-offs. Lost that one again. But Provost squeezes it between his pads here and hangs on. Two goals. That's it today. They're both in the Chi High category. Unassisted goals by Matt Furnett and Dane Kristen. That's been the scoring today so far. But a lot of time left. 10:15 left to go. And this one pushed into the corner. Chi High first to get there. And the Cards steer it up the ball. And they're going to exit the zone. Pushed ahead. Chi High trying to track that one down. Again, another icing call.
I think you're going to see a lot of icing just like we did against Stevens Point back, you know, in the regional playoff game. You're just going to, you know, just take off a few seconds at a time.
Yep.
Yeah, because U-School has definitely put on the pressure here. It would be nice if we could connect on one of these, though, and get a stretch pass.
It sure would. 10:03. Face off again to the right of Brovold, and Chi High pushes it ahead. No, it's going to be picked back off. Cook climbs in. He's a very active defenseman. He was right down there but couldn't find the puck. And here comes Matt Furnett. Netter underneath one of the defensemen and fires one off the backhand on Newman, the goaltender. And USM is first to get there. They'll work it back out. Elijah Burmeister on his horse to get there. Chi High out to neutral ice. Swept ahead, but right onto the tape of Cook. Here he comes. The All-State defenseman fires a shot that went over the crossbar. Hit off the window behind Brovold into the left-wing corner. And it comes on the near post. Brovold's there to stick that one away.
Yeah, nice, good leg.
Malusi in the corner
there.
Now. Shots 44-18. Still inside the Chi High zone. And you can see Dane Krista get a little tired out there near the end of his shift. Pushed into the corner by Hebert with 9:05 left to go. And Cards just kind of hanging on right now. Here's a one-timer on net. And that one's pushed aside by Brovold. And Cook has got it. Fires a shot. Came off the back of the cage. And Chi High needs a clear right here. This is Krista. He'll
get it out.
It up, puts it, kicks it up on his forehand.
Go.
And the Cards, that line, auto gas. As we got another icing call right here against Chi High. They just need to get something started in the USM zone here with 8:38 left to go. And it's been all Drew Provold here in the third period.
Yeah, he took a nice that slap shot by number 22 right to the helmet. You can tell it's a rattle Drew a little bit.
8:38 left to go. Cards finally get a draw here, and it's going to be Easton Skelton across the line. Glances off to his left. Connor Johnson with a chance on the feed from Skelton. And it came right on Newman. And those are the kind that can surprise a goaltender that hasn't seen a whole lot of rubber.
Yes.
8:19 left to go. Here is
Easton Skelton.
Skelton tracks it down.
Doing
Skelton's
a great job.
Got it. He'll go around the wheel here.
Here we go.
And Chi High banks it off the wall for Skelton. It's tipped ahead off his stick out of neutral ice. And here comes USM into the zone. A shot right there by Featherston as he wiggled into the Chi High zone and fired point blank at Brovold. 7:59 left to go, and the USM players coming to the bench saying, what do we got to do? They are really wheeling and dealing here.
Yep.
Shots 46-19, and yet Chi High's up by a deuce.
Yeah, we're getting to that, you know, 8-minute, 7-minute mark, and it's going to feel a little, you know, like you're running out of time, because you are.
7:53 and counting left to go, third period. Chi High up on goals by Krista and Furnett. And here is Eli Burmeister. Looks it over carefully. Moves it ahead for Andrew Hebert. Now it's loose. USM gathers it in. On the wall on the far side. Tipped aside. That time by Furnett. And here comes USM into the zone, but taken there by Burmeister. Chi High's got it. Here is Furnett. Stops, changes directions, moves it off to his left. Cards trying to clear it out, and it's cut off by USM. And a shot taken just wide from Waltersdorf as he intercepted in the zone. Chi High can't get it out. They ran into their own players. Here's a shot taken, blocked by the Cards. And Austin Furnett clears out to neutral here for Andrew Hebert.
Please, we don't get icing here.
Yeah, that's a change. 6:52 in county left to go here as we have evaporated a third of the period. Now it's out to neutral ice. And here comes Cook. Cook's the playmaker for them along with Waldersdorf. And this one comes back to the point. And a nice block by the Cards and tipped ahead from Zach Black. 6.5 left to go. Knocked down in the zone for USM. They give you the give and go. And a shot right there on Brobo. He had the pipe covered. And they wouldn't let him in. And it's loose. Now pinned up behind Broboldt here with 6:14 and counting left to go. Third period, a battle for down
Zach.
There. And here is Zach Black.
Good job.
Black has got Carter Johnson on his wing. And Zach will take the shot himself.
Right here.
Fend it off. Here is Carter
Johnson
with a chance. Oh, the Cards score! Carter Johnson in on it along with Easton Skelton. And I think Carter got the goal.
He got the goal, and I think Zach Black got the assist. Just hard-working goal there.
There you go.
Yep. 10 from 2.
Zach Black with the assist.
That might be the dagger.
Yeah. And all those shots for naught here for USM.
Yeah. It is, again, exactly 2-1 shots on net, 46-23.
11-02. The time of that one for Chi High.
Excellent job by Bodie Custer cutting off the breakout right there, getting the puck deep.
Wow. Chi High's not home yet, but 5:46.
No, but they're feeling good.
That was the insurance they needed. A 2-goal lead for Carius in hockey. Now it is 3. Shots are 46-23 with 5:34 left to go in this game. What a great, great hockey game this is. USM brings it across the line.
Almost.
There's Jarmusch. Goes cross ice. One timer and sticked into the corner on the save by Broboldt. Comes back out. Back to neutral. Let's leave it at neutral or at least into their zone. Tipped into the zone by Krista into the right wing corner. 5:09 and left here this afternoon. A little communication issue down there, and finally going to be picked up by Austin Fournette. And Dane Krista will weave his way along the goal line, banked off the wall, up and out, out to neutral, and just slightly into the USM zone with 4:52 left to go. Here is Cook, and it's stripped, poked, plucked right off his stick by Fournette. Great job right there. Get in their face, into their grill. And this one's going to come all the way back in the USM, in the Chi High zone, I should say. Austin Fournette will work it around the boards. It's on the half wall, chipped at. Both teams kind of playing catch right now. And Netter's got it right now. Austin changes directions, gives it right back to USM. They were trying to go to the point for Cook. And that one didn't read that one. Yep, and it goes all the way back in the USM zone as we tick it down nearly to the 4-minute mark. Here come the Wildcats right now. A shot through traffic, didn't get to the goaltender. It's 4:05 and counting left to go here in the third period.
They're going to pull their
goaltender
soon.
Still in the net is Beckett Newman. We'll see if he's flagged down here.
About 3 minutes, I would guess.
And it's into the Chi High zone. Kicked around, and here is the Cards who come up with the loose change and rip that one off the window all the way down, and this is going to draw an icing call. And hey, if you're going to pull your goaltender, this would be the time
to do it. This would be the time to call a timeout. I'm guessing that's what they'll do, but down 3, they might just... It depends on what kind of fight the coach wants.
Exactly.
Yeah, because down 2,
it's a non-conference game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure they don't want to lose it, but it doesn't have the... And they're not a conference team. They're an independent team, but... it doesn't have the intensity. Bounce loose out in front of Broboldt off the draw. And Drew with a couple of big saves right there. He's going to probably get over 50 saves here today as Chi High on the breakout to Zach Black, who just had a point a moment ago. We're at 3:20 left to go in the game. Here is Cook across the line. Bodies his way in. Bullies his way right down the slot. And USM with a chance. Oh, what a magnificent save by Broboldt. How did he make that one? He came across the crease, and now he's a little shaken up here. He came from right to left to right and somehow made the save. Holy cow, what a goalie.
Came out of that RVH and just, you know, leapt across the crease. And that's something that Drew's had to work on this year. We've seen against Nina that he struggled with those cross-ice plays, but not anymore.
Well, he's grown up, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
This whole team has grown.
Yep. It looks like I'm not sure if they called two penalties on one on each team.
Yeah, they did. They matched up penalties here. 3:09 left to go. Shots are now 50-23. And the face-off, blocker side of Brovold, pushed into the corner by Matt Fournette. And somehow drew Kristen
missed
let
that,
it,
yeah.
He missed it or let it go through. And a shot on net squeezed into the pads of Brovold from Cook. These guys are going to be chewing on their own sticks here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Out of frustration. 2:58 left to go. Matching minors, so we're still 5-on-5 here. 2:58 left to go, third period. A D-zone draw again for the Cards. Scramble for it. Chai High trying to go cross ice now. Let's get it out. Here is Krista.
Here we go.
Into the zone. And let's see if they're going to wave icing off. They do. So they play on here with 2:45 left to go in the third period. Picked up by Mazaret for USM. And it's going to be tossed all the way down into the Chai High zone. Here is Burmeister to Krista. Gathers that one in. Can't clear, though. And got some off-wing help from Fournette. But that's an icing call right there. As Netter exchanges a little comment with Mazaret. Both guys wearing number 16 here today. 2:23 left to go. Still not home yet, but a 3-0 score looks a whole lot better than 2-0.
It sure does, and I don't think they're going to do a timeout or pull their goalie on this one to try to... I mean, I would have, just because we haven't gotten any shots. We can't get the puck out of the zone. What's the
right.
difference?
Yeah.
And you're going to... Actually, that one extra skater is all that you need, because there are rebounds.
That's all they need. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
So we'll take this, though.
Yeah. Coaching decision by Corbin McGuire.
He probably knows more than I do,
yep.
but I would have done it.
2:15 left to go. Gives you something to talk about on Super Bowl Sunday.
There you go.
All right, back out to neutral ice. Chai High sweeps it in. That's Jackson Williams. And here is Easton Skelton with a shot. Came off the goaltender stick into the right wing corner.
Jackson's doing a good job staying high.
Scramble for it. Back to the point. One-timer right there. Went wide from Austin Fournette. Back out to center ice. Chai High is there. As
ice.
Eli Burmeister backed up.
No ice.
And no icing call right here. Austin Fournette lost an edge going into the corner. Burmeister trying to help him out as well. Cards in the back check. Minute and a half left to
Good
go.
Job, Dave.
As it's up in the air and picked up by Cook. Cook wheels off to his left. And that went into the netting behind Drew Brovold. And we'll have a defensive zone face-off here for Chai High with a minute and a half left to go here. Card's going to take this one home. I think we can be pretty confident right now with 90 seconds left. Having been totally outshot today, 51-24, but up 3-0 with two goals in the second, one more, the insurance in the third by Carter Johnson. And there's the face-off. Chai High works it out to neutralize. Goaltender's still in there. A 2-on-2 for the Cards into the right wing corner with 1:18 left to go. Cards trying to take this one home. Back out to center ice. Flipping around is USM. Here is Cook. Cook tried to go on his forehand but decided to take a backhand shot. That one went wide with 1:02 left to go here in the period. 1 minute now remaining. Cards looking to sweep the week here with a huge win over the sixth ranked team in the state. Here is Krista. Backs it off the window. We got one-on-one with Fournette and Cook back there. Netter can't get it on his blade. And we'll just throw a shot off the backhand for the fence on the wide side here. And it's going to still be caught up in the zone. Nice job right there by Dane Krista to keep it deep. Now this one pushed into the... In the zone, Chai High zone with 25 seconds left to go. Cards.
Eat it.
Eat the clock, yep. And a stoppage of play.
We
it's
going to
come all the way down. And a penalty, I think, on USM, isn't it?
I don't know, because the Cards touched the puck when they blew the whistle, but I might have missed the corner there. No? Nope.
Yeah, it is.
Blue, yep.
Cross-check, and so Chai High will end the game on the power play here.
Let's win the faceoff. Get another shot on
nice
net, at
change.
Least. Yeah. I don't know that we've won more than one faceoff.
Yeah, not too many. 52-25. Not complaining too much today, even with that stat. And USM wins that faceoff, and they'll work it out to neutral ice. And Chi-Hai trying to run the clock here. 12 seconds down to 10, 9, 8. Here is a shot taken that was cut off. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, still in the zone. 1 second, and Chi-Hai wins this one. 3-0 over USM. Shots were 52-25, but Chi-Hai still wins this one. USM, and they crowd around Drew Broebold, and they should.
Yeah, they should. He won the game for
he
them.
He did. Number 31 won you the game today. Not taking anything away from the goal scored, the hard work out here,
yes,
and the maturity we saw. But, man, he a normal human goaltender wouldn't have made those kind of saves here.
No.
And Broebold was just magnificent today, and he should be the lead guy here on the handshake, and he is.
Yep.
Both goaltenders shake hands here. Broebold was magnificent. And Chi-Hai will pick up the win, their 10th of the year, and have a chance now to end the season at .500, just about where they kind of thought they would be or hoped they would be this year with the loss of all those seniors last year. And what a game it was here
today. Absolutely. Yeah, Drew's really made some, you know, improvements to his game, and he did a great game.
He did. Well, we'll catch up with Matt Lukowicz.
No, he could get better. My gosh, he's just such a good goalie.
We'll do that on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Yeah, we got to talk to Lucky today for sure on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. So we'll take a break and come back with more. And we'll have our highlight for you as well, 24-7 Telcom highlight here on WOGO and our YouTube channel. This is Mogo Sports Cards Hockey, a 3-0 victory over USM today. We'll be back.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We'll be right back. Now, Chi High with a huge win over USM, the sixth-ranked team in the state, 3-0 today. This is our Post-Glass Amir post-game show. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap on the way. We'll catch up with Matt Lukowitz as well here today. And Connie Feedy down there, hopefully catching up with Lucky very soon. We'll get the head coach on to talk about this huge 3-0 win. And Chi High sweeps the week. They beat Rice Lake. They beat Eau Claire North on the road. And now back at home against the sixth-ranked Wildcats of USM today to really have some ammo when it comes to seating tomorrow. All the coaches in this section will confab tomorrow. And Matt Lukowitz can go in there and say, hey, we beat the sixth-ranked team of the state. We beat North twice this year. And maybe that'll push him up one spot here on the seating. That would be great. We'll find out for you. Of course, on Tuesday we'll have that info for you on where they wound up and who they're going to play and where they're going to play. So, not sure if Connie can. Connie, you text me when you're ready down there if you have your phone. We're having a little technical issue here up here with our cue function. And so just let me know, you know, if you're ready down there with Lucky. And we'll send it down to you. Time for our Names You Know, Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The outshot is 52-25 today, but Chi High winds up winning 3-0. 2 second period goals, both unassisted goals by Matt Furnett at 8:04 of the second period. Then shortly after that, about a minute later, it was Dane Christ at 9:09 of the period, and Chi High led it 2-0. And then that third period goal by the team captain, Carter Johnson, and Chi High wins this one by a count of 3-0. Matt Lukowitz up here in the booth. Matt, I think you got the mic working there, don't you? Let's put it
out there. Yeah, we'll test it out there.
Yeah, it's working.
Okay. You tell me.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
I got nothing in my ears.
Okay, that's okay. Wow, what a win this was for your team.
Yeah, you know, you're looking for that upset and to compete with the top, and we did that today. That's exciting. We did the things well that we needed to do. We didn't cut down on shots, but we cut down on, you know, scoring chances and shots and quality shots, so... I think we schemed it up right. We caught them on a long week, which helps us. You know, they're a little tired, and we get it. But no excuses. You still got to win every day. And the Cardinals were successful today.
Holy moly, what a goalie.
Yeah. Drew is just, he's on fire back there. I tell you what, I sometimes watch him in warm-ups, and I just see these little muffins going in left and right, and I'm just like, kind of look at my coaches.
Which Pro Bowl did we get today?
Do you think he's ready to play today? And I'm like, I don't know. I've seen him do this before, so we should be all right, right? And then all of a sudden, he's laser-focused.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, when we said it all along, you know, when he's on, and it's a lot of pressure to put on a young man like that, but I've seen Drew rise to that occasion so many times now. And, you know, he's just a special player back there, and he gives this team a backbone. And when he's back there and when he's on, he gives everybody more confidence, and then it makes their job simple because if they can keep pucks to the outside, if they can let him take that first shot, which they do often, and clear pucks for him and just take care of the front of the net business, which they came at us hard tonight. I mean, they were hungry.
Yeah, and you could see it in the third period. They just bore down. They were coming out flying. And Drew had to really be on.
Yep, he did. But you know what? We also found the back of the net when it mattered, too. And we've got guys that are producing up front. Things that we've been working on in practice, trying to get these guys to do. We saw it again tonight. Just some nice rushes, getting to that net, you know, watching Zach just rush it on the outside. Use his speed, you know. We tell him all the time, Zach, come on, you're the fastest guy on the ice.
Yep.
Use your speed. That's
yep.
And you know, you always want to tell kids, use your strengths. Don't try to be something you're not. Mm. Be the best at what you have. And he's the fastest guy on the ice when he wants to be. And he does. He brings it down, gets that puck to the net like we've been working on. Carter's there to put it home. I mean, just a beautiful goal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You saw some individual efforts, and you've seen some maturity with the guys on the team. You know, they're not getting stupid penalties. They're keeping their head in the game. and they're making smarter plays. And I have to say the line changes, I feel like they are just gelling so much better, and you're seeing some good outcomes. So congrats to you guys to helping the guys grow up.
Yeah, the penalties thing, that was a tough one today to not take those penalties because there was a lot of stuff going on after the whistle.
Yep.
And I told my D, I'm like, you know, and I'm the old school defenseman where it's like, you don't touch our goalie, this is our space, and we're going to protect it. And I told them at all costs, you guys got to protect that and show me mean business. And they did, you know, and they stepped up, and that was great. And then, yeah, guys stepping up and looking at some different – when it comes to lines, I mean, it's about chemistry, too. It's like, who works well with other people and who gets along with, you know, so-and-so better than, you know, the next guy. And sometimes you're just kind of figuring that stuff out. And, you know, I kind of think we've settled into where we want to be right now. And it's helped everybody, and it's elevated the Cardinals. So,
and I like the fact that, you know, we're seeing players before when they threw it down the ice for a stretch pass, they might not connect or probably not connect with the players. They're seeing the players on the breakout, those stretch passes a lot better.
Well, that's good to get another perspective on that because, you know, this is the stuff that we work on a lot, and we've worked on it all year. And I'll tell you what, I'm learning about high school players is you can't just tell them something and it's going to get done.
No.
You have to break it down. And so, like, and honestly, in practice, we've spent hours doing this kind of stuff where we're breaking it down. Mm-hmm. We're doing it with no pressure, and we're just seeing, can you make this play, whatever that play might be? And then we move it to the next level, and then we put light pressure, maybe a coach pressure, and then we build it and build it and build it. And now we're finally getting to that point, but I'll tell you what, when you go against some of these good teams, you don't always have that time.
Yeah.
And that's what, you can do it in practice, you can do it and isolate it, but then when you got five guys coming at you, now what? So, and that's the now what we've been talking about is how do we make this work in a game? So it's been little steps here and there, baby steps, but we're getting there, we're starting to see some of those things, we're getting our players to develop. Have a plan, see the ice. Mm-hmm. What are we doing with the puck, and what are we doing away from the puck? So those things are starting to come to fruition at the right time. So.
Yeah, you can see the maturity on the team. They've grown a lot, even over the last month and a
half. Absolutely. Yeah, you're seeing Drew make these saves that he wasn't able to make against Nina when they went across the crease. He's able to get to them. You're seeing Eli Burmeister show his true ability. You know, Dane Krista's a smarter player right now. Easton Skelton is just going hard every single shift. You know, seeing just a new light in all of them. It's really great to see.
Yep, and then we got, besides those guys, then we got a third line that's also out there just doing their job.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Their job is to go out there, give our first and second line a rest. You know, you guys are on that line, and we're not counting on you going out there and scoring goals all the time. It's nice when we get them, but we don't need you to. So we're going to rely heavily on our first and second line, and you guys just need to go out there, play hard, pressure the puck, give those guys a rest, and do your role. And that's the toughest thing as a hockey player is to be a role player. And some guys embrace it, and some guys don't because they don't want to be that. But when you do embrace it, it rounds out your team. Buying in, embracing their roles, being role players, you get the result of a 3-0 win over a top four team in the state. I mean, you can do it. If you put your mind to it and just play disciplined hockey, play hard, you can do it. Doesn't mean you will do it, but you can.
Right.
Yep.
Well, now you've got some ammo for the seating meeting on Sunday. Huh?
We do, yeah. I mean, that's a huge thing too, right? Like, we're going into this game, and I told the boys beforehand, I'm like, guys, here's the nice thing, and hopefully this helps you play loose. And I said loose, not lazy, loose. We lose this game, we don't lose anything. Okay, in seating, and it's a loss on the calendar. It's a loss on the schedule. We all hate losing, so it's. But at worst, it's that. It's not playoffs. We're not done for the season, etc. And we don't lose anything in our seating meeting. However, win. Now we've got ammo in our seating meeting that we didn't have before. So now we go in with a little different perspective. You know, out of our last 9 games, we've got 7 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge, and one of them is against a top team. So.
Yeah.
That's in favor of the Cardinals.
You know, on paper, you weren't supposed to win, and so that's huge.
And so my argument tomorrow, you know, with everybody is going to be, hey, you know, the Cardinals did start out slow. We're a young team. But I'll tell you what, we've matured a lot, and you kind of used that already. And we have. We've matured a lot, and we've put a lot of wins together here where it counts. And I think that's going to be the argument going forward.
Okay. Well, we'll find out where it all shakes out here.
Yeah, good
yes,
luck.
You will.
Tomorrow.
Yep. We'll let you know.
Yeah, tomorrow already. So
tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right.
Thanks,
Coach,
guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. Coach Matt Luckowitz here on our Post-Class Mirror post-game show. Told you about Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Our scorers here today were Matt Fournette, Dane Krista, and Carter Johnson, the senior on this team. in the third period, the insurance goal. But the first goal scored at 8:04 of the second period. We went through the first period, and USM was out shooting us. Of course, you know, at that point, Connie, they were still in the game. It was 0-0 at the end of one. You figured, well, they're going to make a charge here. But Chi-Hi kept finding the back of the net, and just, even though they were heavily outshot here today, just found a way to score goals.
Yeah, you know, hindsight being 2020, I do wonder if the U-School coach would regret putting his third line out to start the game, because it sets a tone mentally. Mm-hmm. Unless there's another reason that you've told your players why your third line is starting, they're going to be rewarded for something.
Right.
You've set the tone that this is a game that we should win. It's not going to be too hard.
Right.
And, you know, mentally, high school boys, high school kids in general, that's not a, you don't want to give them any of that idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that meant, why he shuffled things up there.
Who knows? But
at the beginning, but Chi-Hi was up for it. I mean, the cards came to play.
They did, because second period he put his first line out there, the third period he switched his lines up, you know, so we kind of... Yeah, came out as a surprise, I think.
We did. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls in a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. It's time for our Fiber Fast Play of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO sports listeners only, WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000, or you can visit www.wwt.net. Well, it was Matt Fournette coming off that injury in January, playing really hard right now, playing really well, that got things started. 8:04 of the second period, and here is how it sounded. Still slid toward the goaltender, and stopping at far side is Chi-Hi. Here is Fournette.
And he scores!
Matt Fournette!
Unassisted.
From the back of the cage behind Newman. He made a great stop at the blue line.
He did.
Cupped it on his stick, walked up, and put it top shelf past Newman for a 1-0 lead for Chi-Hi. So the Cards, with a 1-0 lead, built on it with another goal within about a minute or so, Dane Krista, and that was a 2-0 lead. Still, USM came out in the third. They were flying. They were really pushing. They were collapsing on Drew Brovold. But at 11:02 of the third period, we got the insurance we needed from Carter Johnson, the senior, and Chi-Hi wins this one 3-0.
Yeah, Zach Black had a great, you know, like Coach Luckowitz said, rushing up the side of the boards, made that centering pass, and Carter was able to bury it. But, yeah, with the two-goal lead against the U-School, came out ready to go. I mean, they piled on the shots on net and high-scoring opportunities. Drew just kept standing tall, though.
Yep. Congratulations to Matt Luckowitz and his team here today, beating a fine university school team here today on their home ice. And now we'll see how it all shakes out, seeding tomorrow, and who Chi-Hi is going to face in the first game of the postseason. But we still have a couple of regular season games left.
Yep.
And on the radio, we have two of those in a row. It's Tuesday. It's a makeup game for CFM, a postponed game earlier this year with Hudson, and that'll be 4:40 pregame show. Carter Jaeger will be joining me for that, and then Connie's coming for the boys game, Menominee and Chi-Hi, and hopefully we don't back into the postseason here with a couple of losses, because they have New Richmond after that at home.
Yeah, and New Richmond is a totally beatable team. You know, their goaltending isn't as strong as some other teams in the BRC, and, you know, as far as Menominee, they are a blue-collar, hardworking team, and they will catch you if you aren't ready for them.
And Chi-Hi cannot come out like a team that, okay, we've got our seed, we're playing.
No.
They need some momentum going into the postseason.
And I feel like they're going to really want to win that game, because they do not like losing to Menominee.
No, they lost earlier this year.
Yep, and they did earlier this year, so it's going to be like, we are not doing this twice.
Right. Okay, well, we'll find out. We'll have it for you. 4:40 on Tuesday, pregame show for the girls' game, and then right after that, we will have the boys' game against Menominee, back-to-backers on Tuesday. I want to thank our video producer, Sam Aberle. On audio today, Dawson Halverson, training in the newbie, doing a great job, Conley Engelmeyer. For Connie Feedy, this is Greg Stewart, thanking you for joining us. Final score again, Chi High beats a top six team in the state today, beating USM 3-0 on home ice. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Goodbye from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.